Hey everyone, it's Jordan. I'm back. We got some really good feedback from last week's segment, so we thought we would give this another go this week. Last week I kind of touched on what is ICCS as an agency, what do we do? Just to kind of recap, we want to expand new services across our different communities, but to go a little bit deeper than that, we do have certain objectives that we want to reach through the expansion of these services. So some of those objectives include involving community members, involving youth in the expansion of these services, their feedback on what and how we can improve these services are super important. You know, it's pretty easy from somebody standing on the outside to sit there and be like, oh, well, these are things that are really important to youth. Like, let's just go ahead and establish that here. But they may already have something in the works, something already going. They may need help in other areas. So being able to really get that involvement and that feedback from people that are in that community, getting their hands dirty, is super important to us. We also want to try and just get parents involved. How can we improve supervision of the youth? How can we get you as parents more involved in the education of your kids? You know, do you guys need more resources available to you in order for those to be improved? How can we link you to these resources? How can, like, what are those resources? What is it that you guys are specifically needing? So there's a lot of different ins and outs of how we can expand these youth services. So if you have any more questions about that, I'm going to put my email at the end of this discussion. So if you guys have any questions, you're more than welcome to shoot me an email. We can explain things further, talk things out. So while kind of talking about getting youth linked to vital resources, one of the things that we were hoping to really address over the next couple of months was trying to collaborate with our different communities, try and host some job fairs. These are very valuable assets to the youth community. It offers them the opportunity to meet face-to-face with potential employers and really get the opportunity to highlight their skills, kind of like a pre-interview in a way. They can also take that opportunity to ask these potential employers questions about the job. Is this really a job that I want? Is this something I'm going to be able to do? It's just a really good resource for the youth to have. But unfortunately, due to our recent community restrictions with COVID-19, it's been really difficult for us to be able to implement those plans. So me and Mackenzie have been really discussing, like, well, how can we still apply these lessons while working and while the students are learning remotely? We thought, well, why not try and give this virtual platform a try? We have some resources at our hands, so why not try and utilize them? So today I'm going to try and touch on essential employers and their importance. The goal is from this discussion to really get youth to understand that even though they may feel that their options for employment are really limited and certain types of employment, they're still important. They're still needed. So even though if they don't feel important, it still needs to be there. So some people are asking, well, what technically qualifies as an essential employer? According to the Illinois Public Relations Act, an essential service employee refers to public employees performing functions so essential that the interruption or termination of the function will constitute a clear and present danger to the health and safety of the persons in that affected community. So basically, without these services in place, it would be really difficult for us to continue our day-to-day lives. So when you're kind of thinking about that, what are your daily needs that affect your ability to survive? So if you think about it, at the bare minimum, you need sleep, food, and water. So what are the necessary services and suppliers for that food, water? Do you need medicine, household items? So like your grocery stores, what builds up a grocery store? You have cashiers, you have clerks, you have people that are stocking shelves, you have truck drivers that are distributing all of those materials to you. We still have people that are creating those products that we still need on a day-to-day. People cleaning up the stores, sanitizing, disinfecting, everything like that is super important to us right now. you know, we still need shelter. You need safety. So your first responders, police, fire, paramedics, corrections officers, they're still out there doing what they need to do to keep us safe and make us feel really comfortable. Some other concepts for the essential employees are healthcare workers, human services. These are considered essential for other reasons than just those basic needs. You know, for us, we can just go to the grocery store. There's other individuals that are very limited in their physical abilities, their mental abilities to be able to just go to a grocery store on their own and function on their own. They still need that extra assistance. So certain populations really depend heavily on these services to survive. They help provide safety, guidance, and financial assistance. So we've got foster care workers, DCFS hotline workers, mental health professionals, even people that work in Medicaid offices to make sure that people are still getting that assistance that they need. Some people really, you know, they survive based off of a fixed income, and without those employers and those employees still working day in and day out to make sure that those benefits are being honored is super important. Food and shelter assistance, that's all very huge. Our trade workers, our electricians, linemen, plumbers, any of those types of workers. I mean, household emergencies still happen, even though, you know, we're quarantined at home. That doesn't mean that maybe your toilet doesn't get clogged or your sink stops running, maybe your air conditioning or your heating unit goes out. You still need those aspects in order to survive. Those are still needs that need to happen. So they're still there to make sure that in that moment, you're still being taken care of. The reason I wanted to stress these positions is because some of these jobs are commonly sought out by youth as they begin to enter the workforce. I highlighted many different aspects of what can constitute as an essential worker. But those grocery stores, food services, trades, automotive shops, landscaping, janitorial, childcare, construction, they're all high employers for youth ages 16 to 24 years old. In the past, these types of employments have been looked over and received a bad rap for not maybe being the ideal type of employment. But due to our current crisis, these services and their employees have really stepped up to the plate to help keep our nation running. Every day these individuals are risking exposure in order to help us, the general public, maintain some sense of normalcy. These jobs can also lead to long-term careers. They allow for growth within the company. You can become a supervisor, a manager, even administration. Sometimes this may require some type of continued education, but not all of them require you to maybe get a bachelor's degree. It may just be a agency-wide type of training that you may have to go through, maybe taking some tests, really understanding like the policies of the agency, things like that. You know, starting at those lower levels provides you that everyday insight. So if you are able to grow into those management positions, that's a really, you know, popular opinion of your fellow employers or employees. You know, I always appreciated management that understood what we deal with day to day. A lot of times we feel like, oh, admin is making these rules, that they don't understand how everything actually works because they have never been in these positions where they work the day to day. But if you're that individual that starts from the bottom and you really understand the ins and outs of that agency, that company, that looks really good, you know, as somebody that's seeking that position, but also as somebody that may obtain that position, and you can really get the support of your employees underneath you that would really benefit somebody that has their back and their understanding, and they know that you get it, instead of just kind of like making up these rules that you think are going to help, but you really don't know because you've never been in that position. So also due to the essential need of a lot of these employees that has been really stressed to us during this time, there lies the sense of job security, knowing that even during a crisis, you can still maintain your employment. Times are tough, but it would be way harder if we didn't have any of these dedicated employees still doing what they do. So really what I wanted, and my hopes from today was that I hope that someone takes away from this that we are a complex world, and even when we feel like our contributions may not seem important, without these contributions, we're still lost. This is something to consider at all ages. Even if you're just looking for a summer job to buy more first care, or buy, even if you're looking for a summer job to buy your first car and have some shopping money, or if you're looking to begin a career, there's a lot of opportunities out there for you. You know, like I mentioned, it's super huge that you can start from the bottom and you can grow and you can really blossom into these really powerful people if you really take the time and energy and really look at the opportunities that are ahead of you. So that's all I really had for today. So I just wanted to say thank you all for listening. If you have any feedback or questions about the podcast, you can always send me an email. It's jordan@iccscares.org. So that's Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, and then iccscares.org. We would love to hear any thoughts that you guys have, any feedback about today's topic, last week's topic, or if you have ideas for future topics, or if you guys think that we could improve in certain areas, you're more than welcome to let us know. We're open to anything. If you have suggestions for what we can do to help out in your community, let us know. But yeah, just drop us an email. Like I said, jordan@iccscares.org. We would love to hear from you. So you guys all have a great day, and thank you again for listening. Bye.